Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking, and here we are the last week before the election. We've been talking about presidential politics for over a year and a half now. In that time, our good friend Brad Saul, who founded WebTalkRadio.net, has passed away. When Donald Trump announced, he was ecstatic that somebody like Trump would get into the race. Now, he wasn't fully a Trump fan at the time, but he said he's going to shake things up. If he had lived to see this day, a week before the election, where Donald Trump has a shot and a prayer to be the next president of the United States, I don't believe he would have ever believed it. But it's going on. It's true. And the question is, does Donald J. Trump have a prayer to be president? The answer is yes. And we're going to talk about that in today's show, because next week, America votes. Many votes have already been casted. And before I talk about the show, before I talk about that, in a minute I'm going to tell you where I've been and some things I've seen and heard, giving you a bullseye view of this election you won't get anywhere else but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But first, let me tell you, and the question I want you to be thinking about, how do you stab the underbelly of the leftist socialist beast? How do you go at it? Unguarded underbelly. What is that? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, let me tell you what, in the past few days, number one, I've been to Denver, Colorado. There in Denver, I went to the Trump headquarters. I volunteered and made phone calls asking people if they decided who they're going to vote for. Yes, I got phones hung up. I got some obscenities and about Donald Trump. I made some progress going up a list of names they provided for me to make phone calls to, and then I spent time calling Trump supporters who have indicated that they may want to volunteer. So I spent time helping lining up volunteers to come out and help at the Trump headquarters there. Let me go ahead and give a shout out to Steve and James and Taylor, and appreciate being a part of the team effort for those couple of days I was up there, and how hard they're working. And of course, the Trump headquarters, you got to know that Denver, like most big cities, all big cities, I guess, are just the meccas for the socialist leftist agenda. An eye-opening experience, to say the least, to see some of the looks that came by. We'd sit out in front of the Trump headquarters sometime taking a break, and they something about Subarus. They said, "What? Here comes Subaru. What do you mean?" They said, watch. And about, I don't know what it is about leftists who likes Subarus, but about one out of three, sure enough, they'd roll down their window, come by their window down, shouting out obscenities about Donald Trump. So that's the life of the Trump headquarters in Denver. I'm sure it's like many places across America in the leftist socialist agenda big cities. Hey, I was proud of the way they were standing firm. And, of course, getting out signs, doing things, knocking on doors, going out in neighborhoods, doing sign wavings. And so Colorado is very, very important in this race. The thing is, the week I was out there, most of them would be voting, because in Colorado, they actually do mail-in ballots. And all the citizens had just gotten their ballots, and most of them are going in. They have to be postmarked by a certain date. And in Colorado, you can actually register to vote up to the day on November 8th. In fact, we had some Trump supporters that had called, and they wanted to make sure, see if they get their children registered to get out and vote for Trump. So new voters going to be voting for Trump. And so I hope that's happening across America. Now, I did tell you that's where I was out in Denver, Colorado. Came back home, Tupelo, Mississippi, to do this show and get everything ready to go to work. Being a dentist, I had to get back and take care of my patients, but also needed to make sure that my family's intact, and they were. And in fact, some of them have been helping me out. Like I told you, it wasn't about a month ago, went up to the Ohio River, and on the banks of the Ohio River, my family helped me hold up Trump signs and went into Cincinnati, in the very important state of Ohio. And being a Trump supporter, it's something that you have to be proud of, standing on the principles of the Republican platform. The man named Donald J. Trump, he's not a perfect candidate. We can all agree and give a high five on that. He's not a perfect candidate, but he represents the Republican platform. He represents someone who's against the establishment, someone who's willing to fight the establishment. He's a fighter. He's showing that. And American people are starting to respond. Now, I said, does he have a prayer? Look at the polls. We look at the polls, and they're up and down. There are some that show Trump even in the lead. But it does, when you look at the real politics average of polls, he's behind in all the states he needs to win, except for a handful. He's ahead in Ohio and almost even in Florida. Are these polls going back and forth? Well, they're starting to trend back toward Trump. Can he keep the trend going? And can he do a slam dunk on Election Day? Well, does he have a prayer? He's talking about prayer. I was at the American Family Radio Studios, and they have stations in 35 states now, I believe it is, over 200 stations. And I was on talking about my book, which you hear me speak about every week, but I had Alveda King on the line, and Dr. Alex McFarland, and Doc Holliday, and Tim Wildman show Today's Issues on American Family Radio, and we talked about the book Bedrock Truth, and said, I mean, that's bedrock truth of what we're talking about in this election. Are you going to stand strong on bedrock truths? So as we were talking, it came out across the airways that there was a mall in Sarasota, Florida, that had announced that they were telling any choral groups and church groups who wanted to come and sing during the holiday season, during the Christmas season, they don't want you to sing any Christian music. They had one thing: you could sing Christian music as long as it was in a foreign language. They didn't want anything in English about Christ and Christmas. Now, they want you to come spend money at the mall, but they don't want you to be say anything about the reason for the season. How ridiculous is that? So I hope Donald Trump picks up on that. And as they made phone calls and they told about it, I think the mall did away with their policy. So I hope that. But it did remind you what we're up against with the leftist, the humanist, secularist agenda, and the judges who are being appointed by Barack Obama, who will continue to be appointed by Hillary Clinton. So it is so advantageous for people to be informed that if you want change, if you want to make sure the religious liberties are protected, there is no way you can vote for Hillary Clinton. There's an African-American pastor. We had him on last month in a show about talked about education equality. And he came on and said why African-Americans that are informed should never vote for Hillary Clinton. And his job is, he said, was informing African-Americans. And he marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we'll put up, he had a special open letter to African-Americans all over the country. And if you hadn't seen it, I'll put it on our Facebook. It is on our Facebook page. Go look at Dr. Ed Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics on Facebook. If you hadn't liked us, go like us. And check out that Facebook open letter to African-Americans across the country of why blacks should abandon the Democratic Party. He gives you the reasons. And so go check that out and share it. Pass it around here in this last week before the election. And that leads me up to something that I want to tell you. It's very important. I haven't seen anybody talking about, but you're going to hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics about a poll. But first, take a listen to this. Well, that's the famous Hail to the Chief. Is it going to be played for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Hillary has heard it before when she was next to her husband. But will she hear it for herself? Hell to the chief for Donald Trump, because I want the underbelly of the leftist socialist agenda to be ripped out. The heart of the leftist socialist agenda is the God haters, those who hate God, who hate the Bible, who hate our Christian heritage, and say Christianity has no place except for within the walls of a church. They want freedom of worship, not freedom of religion, which is guaranteed by the First Amendment. We are talking about judges on the Supreme Court who can be nominated as pro-life or pro-death when it comes to babies in the womb. So much is at stake. And I'm telling you, when you hear hell to the chief, I hope it's for Donald Trump. And what gives me reason to hope? Why do I say Donald Trump has a prayer? Well, he has a prayer, number one, because the American Family Association, I told you I was on the Tim Wildman show, who's president now, the American Family Association, and they're known as a family association all over America that stands strong for biblical values. And I've known people there, a neighbor of the founder, and a former president, Don Wildman. I know him well and his family, and have known the people who work out at American Family Association as being top-notch, and people who, they're not out to make money, they're out to protect the values they believe in. But they're calling for, on November 7th, the day before the election, they're calling for a day of prayer and fasting. Fasting, you may not know what that means. It means going about food. Now, if they say fasting, you can go about something else that you're used to, and it'd be some fasting, but they're calling for a day of prayer and fasting, which reminds me of who? One of the favorite Revolutionary War characters, and it probably would not have been a Revolutionary War and a Declaration of Independence without who they call the father of the American Revolution. Do you know who that is? It's an Adams. No, it's not John Adams. Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams, as governor of the state of Massachusetts, many times called out for the state, and he called out for the nation, times of prayer and fasting. So that's what the American Family Association is calling for the day before the election. So if you want to be a part of that, please do, because Donald Trump needs more than a prayer. He has a prayer, and the underlying belly of the beast of the leftist socialist agenda, I believe, is the African-American population. And Donald Trump has gone after that vote, and he said, well, give me a chance. Let me rebuild the inner cities. Give me a chance. I know how to build. You've listened to Democrats for 50 years, and look around. Are you better off? And the answer is no. You heard on this show last month. Go back and listen if you didn't. Our show about education equality. We had Lisa Watson on, and Lisa was telling us how education equality speaks to people if you're black or white, but it really speaks more to the inner cities because they know they have failing schools and they're tired of sending their children to failing schools. So she believes, and she told us on the show that there's, don't believe the polls, there are going to be a lot of black Americans voting for Donald Trump. Now, there's a poll that came out last week, and at the time, 2 weeks before the election. Of course, now we're a week before the election. And I have to tell you, the poll is a Fox News poll. And when it came out, it was talking about, in a four-way race, Trump was leading among white voters by 14 points. And he was leading among men by 5 points. And although his best, this is what it said, although his best groups remain white evangelical Christians at 56%, 56 over Hillary Clinton, and whites without college degrees at 28 over Clinton, it pointed out that Clinton has commanding leads among blacks at 77 points, unmarried women at 27 over Trump, 27%. Voters under 30, he's behind her by 18%, and women are voting for Hillary over Trump by 10%. So first-time voters are also more likely to back her, saying plus 16 over Trump. So what does that mean? Well, in all those figures, what sticks out to me that most people aren't saying anything about is 77 points. It says Clinton has a commanding lead among blacks at 77 points. What does that mean? Well, Well, it means one thing, 77%. That is a huge amount. But Barack Obama had 95% of the vote over Mitt Romney. About the same for John McCain, 95%. So if Donald Trump is that means that Donald Trump's getting 23% of the black vote. That is huge. That could be the differences in big cities like Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Pennsylvania. If Donald Trump gets over 20% of the vote, that puts that state in play. I'm just saying that's the underbelly of the beast. How do you stab the leftist socialist agenda? It's when you get actually black evangelicals who stand up for life. We've had Alveda King on here, Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece. Alveda is very much pro-life. She is backing the pro-life candidate. And who is that? It's Donald Trump. What about some of the black evangelical pastors who've been on Trump's side since the very beginning? And they've taken a lot of ridicule. How about Reverend William Owens? Told you about him and got his link to Facebook where he's got an open letter to African Americans. He's marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, and now he says it's time to abandon the Democratic Party. And he tells you why in that open letter. Is it making any headway? When I said Lisa Watson, who's talking about education equality on his show last month, is it making headway in the black community? There are some people who say don't listen to the polls when it comes to black voters because they are going to vote for Trump in bigger numbers than any other Republican in the last 50 years probably. Why? Because they're frustrated and tired and they want jobs. They're like all Americans. They want good paying jobs, and the Democrats have not delivered it. The first African-American president has not delivered them into the black community. They're frustrated and tired. And I believe my brothers and sisters in the inner cities, and many of them who are African-American, are going to say, let's give Donald Trump a chance. And if they do in bigger numbers than we've seen for any Republican, if they double the numbers, if Donald Trump can get 20% or even 25%, I'm telling you, some of these battleground states will be in the balance, and they can swing over to Trump if not just with the black vote getting 20-25% for Donald Trump. And that needs to be there. And I said there is a prayer for Donald Trump. It takes more than that. It will take that plus people, whites, who are frustrated if the establishment and know he'll shake things up. It'll take them getting out in bigger numbers than what we're seeing being polled. Now, how do the polls work? We know that they estimate how many Democrats, how many Republicans, how many independents. But what they don't know is the frustrated number of people who are tired of the establishment and they won't change. And will it make a difference on Election Day? A hope and a prayer and a day of prayer and fasting before the election. We'll have to wait and see. But there is some hope for Donald Trump. Now, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And I'm glad that you're listening to us. This is the week before America decides who our next president will be. I'm telling you some things you won't hear anywhere else. You don't hear people talking about this polling and the underbelly of the leftist socialist agenda. And it can be struck by a knife through the heart by African-American men and women of faith, men and women of the Christian community who have said, you know, we've had enough of this liberal agenda. We're not, look around and the cities are not better. Where's the jobs? Looks like the devil's winning. And why keep voting for the devil? Well, I mean, the socialist leftist agenda. Didn't Donald Trump call Hillary Clinton the devil in one of the debates? I think I remember that. All right.
And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind, because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil.
Well, he did call her the devil, didn't he? Said Bernie Sanders signed on with the devil. I guess he's talking about Hillary, don't you think? But now I got to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. One of the most important shows we've done, because it's a week before America decides who our next president will be. Had a lot to talk about with polls. Had a lot to talk about what's going on. And so we're going to look at some of the battleground states and talk about them right after I tell you about what happened at a presidential debate. A presidential debate you probably haven't heard about because I participated in it and I represented Donald Trump. But take a listen to this soundbite from a news coverage of a Northeast Mississippi Community College debate between Doc Holliday and my good friend, my good liberal friend, who we do a point counterpoint in our local paper about. And we were at Northeast, so his name is James Hull. And take a listen to the local television report of our presidential debate.
On tonight, there's a little election coming up just under 2 weeks away. The United States is going to decide its next president. There's another debate tonight. This is in Boonville. Students at Northeast, a faculty there as well, Northeast Community College, they're having the chance to learn about the two major candidates from some other representatives. This is the school hosting a debate. It's called No Mudslinging Here, a civil debate on 2016 election issues. James Hull, a political consultant, represented the Democratic side there, and Dr. Ed Holliday, a Tupelo dentist, in there for the Republicans. Three professors served as moderators there.
She's already said that one of the things that white people have to do is they have to recognize their implicit bias against African Americans. And then the second thing that I appreciate more than anything else is she said that black people have got to recognize their implicit bias against white people. Everybody has got to recognize that we have some implicit bias.
The reason why is he knows how to get things done. He knows how to rebuild cities. He knows that he's rebuilt his structures in inner cities. He knows how to put people to work. He's got thousands of workers that work for him, black, yellow, brown, white, red. You know, he wants somebody to do the job.
Really digging into some issues there. I wish the presidential debates would actually be more like that. Organizers do tell us that they really felt it was important to talk about some of these controversial issues and do so in a civil manner. Refreshing. Nice to see. So,
the professors at Northeast wanted James and I to have a civil debate. No mudslinging. So we try to stick to the issues. And in a way, I think Donald Trump would be winning hands down if the national media would let him and Hillary stick to the issues. But I believe the Hillary campaign knows they lose a debate with the issues, so their plan was to use the media and work hand in hand, and that is trying to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. So keep praying, keep working hard. But now, I told you I was in Denver, Colorado last week. I went by the Trump headquarters, helped out there. I've been on the banks of the Ohio River in Cincinnati in Ohio, and I've been talking to friends, going to different places. Some I know heading up to New Hampshire. So where do we stand? Americans who believe in the Constitution, who believe in religious liberty, who believe in life and pursuit of happiness, and being able to wrestle the White House and all the mandates and the EPA and all the OSHA and HIPAA and all the rules that just are overburdening the businesses and killing the coal industry and keeping our country from being completely energy independent and keeping us from great paying jobs by utilizing our energy resources. What we're looking at is an election that can be won in the battleground states, New Hampshire. Why would New Hampshire vote for Trump? Because they like to stand out. Our friends in New Hampshire, stand up and be counted. Stand firm for Donald Trump. Get in there and make sure those who are wishy-washy that they need to understand this is an election for change. New Hampshire loves change. They love standing up for those who have been beaten back and giving them a chance. Give Donald Trump a chance in New Hampshire. Virginia, is it battleground? That's a vice president nominee for the Democratic Party's home state where he is senator, has been governor. Is there a chance that Virginia could go to Trump? The posters say not a chance. It's over. I say when you get into Western Virginia, and if people will come out in the out of the woodworks and vote, that part in West Virginia, not the state of West Virginia, but the western part of the state of Virginia, can really make an influence on the other side. We know that Fairfax County, right outside of Washington, D.C., they are going to be full of liberals. They're seeping with leftist ideology. But there's one thing we talked about a few shows back, immigrants. And I've got firsthand reports from Northern Virginia that a lot of the immigrants, they want jobs, they want good paying jobs, and they look at Donald Trump and say, I'm going to vote for Trump because I want jobs. And there's other reasons too. Will that be enough? I'm saying Virginia, watch him. Watch it. And of course, if Virginia starts trending toward Trump, you can say it's a Trump train night on election night. Nobody would see it. Nobody thinks it's going to happen. They say it's impossible to happen, but watch Virginia. If Virginia, being one of the early states in the eastern time zone, if they start trending toward Trump, Hillary's in a heap of trouble. But now, Florida, we got polls going back and forth, but Trump is really pouring in. Now, one thing that's happening in Florida, the Democrats know if they can win Florida, there's really no way Donald Trump can win the presidency. It doesn't look possible. So they are pouring time and energy and money into Florida. I have to tell you, if you got friends in Florida, if you know people in Florida, and I've called people I know, you got to make sure they vote, and they can vote early. Call them this week. Let them get out there and vote. Let the Republicans get more votes in early than the Democrats in Florida. You got to really work it. If you know people in the panhandle, there should not be anybody in the western part of Florida in that panhandle that doesn't go to the poll and vote. We got to get that panhandle, everybody voting, everybody getting out and marking their ballot for Donald Trump. That's very important there. Georgia, will it go to Hillary? I don't see it happening, but it will if people don't get out and vote. And again, you look at Atlanta. Will the black vote in the city of Atlanta, will it trend 20% Trump? It would be hard for Hillary to win Atlanta if it did that. Things to look for. The battleground state of Iowa, has it been in the Trump territory in real clear politics all along? He's got to have Iowa, but he's got to have more than Iowa. He's got to have Ohio, and he's been trending well there. Would John Kasich ever get off his tail? I doubt it, but can Trump win Ohio without John Kasich? He'll have to. He'll have to win the election. And work hard in Ohio. The coal miners, the coal section, energy. You got to get these workers knowing they have to vote for Trump. And the unions that are pulling for the Democrat, forget what the bosses say. Vote for those who are going to vote for Donald Trump, and those are going to provide good, high-paying jobs. They'll help the unions everywhere. When you get good, high-paying jobs in the energy sector, it's not going to happen under Hillary. One of the things that Donald Trump needs to do, he's got to get into Pennsylvania and flip Pennsylvania. I hope our show on education equality, I hope people in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh listen to that show over and over and send it to their friends, especially those in the inner cities. If Donald, this is the one that I really think, when I talk about the underbelly of the beast, look at Pennsylvania. If Donald Trump can pull 20% of the African-American vote in Pennsylvania, he can win it. He can absolutely win Pennsylvania. But you, again, underbelly of the beast. People don't think Trump will get black vote. If he does, Pennsylvania can go to Trump. And he needs Pennsylvania. Not only Pennsylvania, but you can look at Michigan, having a shot at Michigan if you consider the black vote at 20%. Donald Trump could win Michigan. Pollsters say it's not going to happen. Is Lisa Watson correct when she says forget the polls and she thinks 20% of the black vote could go to Donald Trump? That's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Is it more than just a hope and a prayer? Will it actually happen? Well, you can go to my Facebook page and you can see that open letter to the Democrats from William Owens. You can go there and share it with your friends. Share it with people. If you have African-American friends in your neighborhood and you have African-American friends in the inner city, and I have and do in other cities, and I've gotten that information to them, I hope and pray that people will get that post and post it. It's not too late before Election Day. If you know people are struggling who to vote for, if they're a solid Hillary folks, and say, look, it's time, if you want change in the inner city, it's time to vote for Donald Trump. That will win the election for Donald Trump if it happens across the nation in big enough wave. Go. Use that letter. Share it. So the other battleground states, Colorado, it was going neck and neck, folks. It's probably Will it swing one way or the other? We've got to November 8th to get their mail in their ballots. So in Colorado, Trump people, don't give up. If people have not mailed it in, you make sure they get their ballots mailed in. And those who have not registered, take them to the Secretary of State's office. Take them to different places you can call and see, but they can vote up to the day of the election. They can register and vote up to the day of election. So get the Trump folks in Colorado there. And wherever you are, check your state. Most states, it's too late to register and vote now, but some states allow it. Don't let the Democrats be the only one that use that day of election voting. Get out there and put Trump folks in this battle. Wow, what else can we talk about? Nevada, Arizona, are they going to swing to Trump? Again, Arizona should and Nevada should, but it'll take people getting out and working and working and working their tails off. Well, these battleground states are very, very important, and you got to know that if Donald Trump's going to win, it's going to take two things. It's going to take people coming out of woodwork. They're not regular voters, and they've not been being polled because they're not likely voters, and they come out and vote for Donald Trump because they're tired of all the shenanigans. They're tired of the establishment, and they say, let's teach Washington a lesson. The other things, the African Americans who for 50 years been following Democratic voting for the Democratic nominee, and where has that left them? Look around, first African American president, where are the jobs? Are the jobs situation improved in the inner cities? The answer is no. If you want change, if you want to have something that you can hold your hat on and see somebody who's proven builder in the inner cities, his name is Donald Trump, give him a chance. And like I said, share that information. This is the week before the election. Pray, work hard, never, never give up. Who said that? Winston Churchill. Never, never give up. This election is about the future of our children, your grandchildren. It's about a change, and only Donald Trump, only voting for Donald Trump will bring change and protection to our Constitution, Supreme Court justices we can depend on, and jobs, security, prosperity. November 8th. Do not just go vote. Take somebody with you. Make sure they're voting. Make sure your mom, your dad, someone that's elderly may say, oh, it won't count. It does count. Make sure they get out and vote. Do what you can. Absentee ballots. And get all your friends that are going to vote for Trump to vote. All right. You've listened to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics and another show's coming on. Most important time in the nation's history could be next week on Tuesday, November 8th. Do your part. Do your duty, as Winston Churchill once said. Everyone will do their duty. We will. You will. That's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I can't wait to tell you more next week as we go into the election week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.